And a good Saturday morning to you. Coming up to 7:45 on this May 10th morning. Fishing open a weekend, Ted Farrell. Mother's Day tomorrow. Boy, it's a busy one.
Gee, Danny, I think you saw my script of what we're going to talk about today.
I did not. Maybe I am.
You're psychic.
I'm not one of the California.
Horribly predictable.
I'm not one of those California psychics either, however. So let's have it. What are you going to talk about today?
Well, we're talking about that rich tradition that everyone has about fishing. It's fishing opener in Minnesota, and that's just one of those great celebrations that we have in this state. You know, all of a sudden we went from winter to now summer. It's, you know, 70-plus degrees. It's hot, a little bit of humidity, but everybody loves to go out to those lakes. Some people even, you know, going out at 12:01 last night to go drop a line, to go fishing, because, you know, again, it's a rite of passage. It's a great thing. And people get together. The bigger thing about that kind of thing is you're getting together with your friends, your family, et cetera, where you're just enjoying one another's company. Obviously, you sit and enjoy the fish, but you're getting together as a community to go out and enjoy that. And it is, again, we celebrate those things, especially fishing opener, because finally, there's no more ice on the lakes. It's not terribly cold. You can go out and do that. You know, there's been other fishing openers. I remember up on Lake Mille Lacs where they were nervous about it because the ice only went out about a week before, and oftentimes you found the fishing was terrible because it's still cold. But you sit and you look and you're with your friends, you're with your family, and you enjoyed life. And one of the great things about the fishing opener, or going out fishing just in general, is one of my father's favorite things, was the old-fashioned shore lunch. And the shore lunch was so great because you did get up at some ungodly time in the morning, you know, dragged yourself out of bed, you bundled up, you went out on that boat, you kind of slaved away, you worked away, you caught a couple, two, three fish, things were okay. But then you would pull up on that shore, and if you were with a guide or you were with some friends who loved to do it, you'd build a nice big roaring fire. That big roaring fire obviously warmed you up. And then the first thing that would go out of that fire was a little bit of bacon. They cook up the bacon, and then all of a sudden, all the fish that you caught, you would clean and, you know, sear in that bacon fat. And then you'd sit and just kind of enjoy camaraderie with everyone. Maybe you threw in some potatoes, hash browns, even, tater tots, whatever it might be, whatever the fare is. But it's just, maybe it's because you suffered so much early in the morning. But that food was just stuck to your ribs. But that fresh fish was so wonderful, so delicious. Now, the interesting about that is one of our favorite wines to serve of that was Muscadet. And Muscadet is a nice little light white wine from the Loire Valley, especially if you're fishing for walleyes. It's a light style wine. Walleye is such a delicious wine, and that's why, you know, it's such a great fish, because people are getting up at the crack of dawn to go out and catch it. And it's Minnesota's, you know, kind of fish to fare. People love it. But it you know, it's a lighter style fish. It's real flaky. It's real easy and whatnot. But the Muscadet goes very well with that because it's not an overpowering wine. It doesn't get a lot of oak the way a Chardonnay does. It's very pleasant and very easy. And more importantly, it's kind of chillable. So while you're building that big fire and getting your shore lunch ready, you can even just put a bottle or two in the lake and let it get cool, and then you can crack it open and enjoy it. So the Muscadet has always been a great little wine to serve with those shore lunches because it matches up so well with the walleye. But, you know, more importantly, like I was kidding with you, you must have saw my show prep, because more importantly, it's Mother's Day. And yes. Mother's Day is a significant day with everybody. And if you don't remember it, you're going to be in trouble for an entire year, Daddy. A whole year. And the one thing I never want to do is disappoint my mother, because she'll let me know about it for a little while. But so what we did, you know, and maybe, you know, there is old adage in Minnesota, you know, take mom out fishing, it's Mother's Day. Well, my mother didn't care much for fishing. She liked the shore lunch more than she liked fishing. So we kind of, what we did at Haskell's is we better prepare for moms out there who are not big outdoorsmen, don't really care for that. They'd rather be inside being taken care of rather than out there slugging through the fishing lines and the boats and all that stuff. So what we did at Hassler's is we procured that he has 6 for $60 for Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Well, I love that idea. I love that idea anyway, as you know. But what's the deal with Mother's Day specifically now?
Well, the reason being is because I would probably say most children probably fall in my category of what do you get mother? She might have everything or everything that, you know, she wants. It might be a little bit too expensive, or you wouldn't even think she wanted that. And, you know, most mothers just want a lot of wine. And whatever. There's the old joke. Remember, on Mother's Day, mother drinks because she had you. And that's why we procured that. So with that, there's a range of wines in the 6 for $60 that's just terrific, that will hit every note that whatever the mother is out there, that it will enjoy. We started out with a Farelli Prosecco. Now, Farelli Prosecco is a little joint venture between the Farrell family and the Girellis in Italy, and it's a great little wine, and it's a Prosecco. We've talked about Proseccos in the past as far as it is a Frizzante-style sparkling wine. Doesn't have all the big bubbles that a champagne does. Real kind of technical talk here real quick. Champagne is at about 4 atmospheres, almost 5, where the Prosecco is at 2. So it's a softer fizz. It's more of a, again, it's a fizz rather than big, giant bubbles. But it's so approachable, so nice. And the nice thing about that is, you know, if you're going to do a little dinner or even a little brunch with mother, you sit and open up that, and, you know, you're getting her ready for a little bit of enjoyment, a little bit of family, and a little bit of just, you're all ready. There's something special about sparkling wine when you start something like that. It's just great. Then we moved into Chardonnay, and there's a Wilderness Oak Chardonnay. That's one of my mother's favorite styles of wine. She always liked the little Chardonnay, and you better have some Chardonnay planted in the house someplace when my mother comes over, so you have a great Chardonnay. This is a California Chardonnay that has a little bit of oak to it, not overpowering, but a really well-rounded Chardonnay with tad bits of vanilla notes to it. Very easy, very drinkable, just a wonderful wine. You know, there's nuances of a Chardonnay, but also a little bit of it's lighter. It's not that over-the-top Chardonnay that you almost need a chainsaw to drink because there's so much oak to it. We also threw in a Rosé d'Anjou. Now, this is a wine that comes from the Loire Valley, similar to that Muscadet that, you know, we were talking about for a fishing opener. This is a pink wine, and it's so, so delicious. As a matter of fact, I had one last night as we were sitting on the deck. The great thing about this, you can put a nice little chill on it. It's very enjoyable, very drinkable, very quaffable wine. And it's generated from the Cabernet Franc. So, if you know, some people, we had talked about rosés in the past as far as it's the exposure to the skins that get that coloration. So it's Cabernet Franc grapes that they crush and only expose that contact with the skins to the juice for, let's say, maybe about 8 hours, maybe even 24. But then that's enough. They flush the tank with it, and it's so light, so approachable. And again, more importantly, you can put a nice chill on it. So if someone does pick this up and catch some walleyes tonight, it's a great little wine to serve with your catch that you might have. Then we move into some red wines, Denny. And, you know, especially, you know, when you move into the red wines, you know, on Mother's Day, you never know. Mom likes chicken. Maybe mom likes steak. But we have a little bit of everything for somebody, whatever you're preparing for that night. So the first red wine that we have is a little wine that comes from Australia, and it's our Koala Ranch. And we're so proud of this one. We've won some awards with it in the advertising world. But more importantly, we've won awards in a few groups that we belong to as far as getting very high scores, and it's a Cabernet Petit Verdot blend. Now, Cabernet, everyone knows Cabernet. It's that big, strong, umphy grape varietal, but then the Petit Verdot softens it out. Very easy, very approachable, but it's a great wine. So if you are going to grill something, you know, you're not afraid to throw the ribs on the grill, Denny, and you put those out there, you serve that with it. It is just a match made in heaven. That's so wonderful. Now, also, we threw in a Pinot Noir, and this is Provenero Pinot Noir. It's a California Pinot Noir. Comes from the southern area, like north of Santa Barbara, south of San Francisco, but it's a great one. So if you're going to do some salmon, and I don't think anybody's catching salmon unless they're out on Lake Superior this weekend, but it goes so well with salmon. It's an easy drinking wine that people will enjoy. But, it, you know, there's a little joke in some of the wine world where there, the other red meat is salmon. Now, this Provenero has that kind of great little raspberry flavor to it, a little bit of body, a little bit of oomph. There's some oak notes to it, but it's not overpowering. So if you are going to do some things, and it doesn't have to just go with salmon alone. It can go very well with a roasted chicken, roasted or, you know, grilled steak, whatever. It's a very universal wine, but that's what kind of makes Pinot Noir so versatile. It just goes well with everything. Then lastly, what we did is we threw in a little bit of a Côte de Rhône, and this is the Domaine Anquetilis. It's a Côte de Rhône, you know, in the south of France. Again, it's a this is a blend, and it's a blend of a Grenache, a little bit of Mourvèdre, and a little bit of Syrah. It's a wonderful wine, very earthy, very rich. And again, it's, so if you decide to do some great things for your mother on this great weekend, you know, especially if you're going to roast, you know, this one has a little bit more body. So if you're going to do a bigger, like, piece of meat, like if you decide to put some prime rib or things like that in the oven, roast it up, where if you're having a big meal for your mother, that's one that would marry very well with that because it's a little bit more dynamic, has some body to it with that Grenache Mourvèdre. But the Côte de Rhône from the south of France, such a universal wine. Again, all three of these red wines, I don't want to pigeonhole them into you can only serve this with steak, you should only serve this with salmon, you should only, you try it with anything. You know, there is Marcella Hazan once told me while we were sitting there talking about wines, and she made this great meal, and everyone's talking about the wine. Just shut up and drink it. So that's what we do, and that's what this is so great about. So there's no right or wrong answer, Denny, with these wines. Just open them up. Give that little 6 for $60 to mother. She'll be so excited to have that. And, you know, maybe if you don't do the brunch, she'll have some wines around the house to enjoy for the next couple weeks. You know, next couple days, depending. And it's a wonderful way to say, hey, I was thinking about you. We did all the work for you. We built these all up. So there's a little bit of wine for everybody or every occasion for that mother for that 6 for $60.
Which is a great idea anyway, but I'm hearing all of these elements of this particular 6 for $60 for Mother's Day. Great, mom would love it. But you know what? Dad would, too. After hearing the descriptions, I wouldn't mind having that. And somebody cooking some salmon or chicken with either a Rhone or that Pinot, oh, yeah, good stuff.
Well, that's a dirty little secret, Denny. You could, you know, you're kind of giving mom one of those gifts that maybe you might enjoy as well. So
that's right.
Maybe there's a little conspiracy in there, but it's something that you can enjoy. But again, you know, whether it's a fishing opener, people getting together and just enjoying one another's company is a great thing to do.
Absolutely. And I know for a fact any one of the Haskell's locations will help you out to find something either for you, for Dad, or for certainly for Mom tomorrow.
You are correct, getting into Haskell's. We're there to take care of any of your needs, especially taking care of mom, the most important person in everyone's life as far as making sure that she's happy, which means you're happy. And there's a Haskell's in all around the metro area to take care of any of those needs. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends. We have a Haskell's in Ridgedale right across from the shopping center. We also have a Haskell's right in Highland Village, Haskell's in Loman's Plaza down in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's on a gorgeous day like today. Maybe swing by, if you're fishing, stop by the Haskell's in Excelsior right off the lake. There's also a Haskell's in White Bear Lake or Stillwater if you decide to go fishing on the river. But we also have a Haskell's down in Faribault right off the 35. There's a Haskell's in Plymouth, and then always stop by our Haskell's in Maple Grove, the Super Cellar. It's a sight to be seen. If you can't do any of that, stop by Haskell's.com 24/7. We'll take care of that. We'll even deliver to you and make sure that mom has a great day tomorrow.
Fantastic, Ted. Thanks so much. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, especially to your mom, Kathy. And let's talk next week.
I look forward to it.
Thanks so much, Ted. Ted Farrow from Haskell's.